Hello, and welcome to the LifeWorks podcast, where we share lessons learned from the trenches of life and business to help you achieve more, live more, and be more. I am your host, Mark Boutros. In this episode, I want to talk about how to develop thick skin and mental toughness. Specifically, I want to talk about five ways to develop resilience for tough talks and other tough things. One of my observations of our current society is that we have lost the sense of thick skin that I feel we used to have. There is such a heightened sense of political correctness and hypersensitivity that we've had to create quote-unquote safe spaces and have new labels like microaggression to insulate us from what someone would have called direct communication just 5 or 10 years ago. As a society, we think that direct communication today is synonymous with aggressive communication when nothing could be further from the truth. My personal concern is that we run the risk of becoming a society that has no toughness, thick skin, or resilience, that we don't know how to suffer. And that's especially concerning because it's those things which actually decrease our fear of risk, increase our personal confidence, and enable us to take on greater and greater challenges. Now, obviously, this is a generalization because not everyone in our society lacks those things, but culturally, we are losing our ability to suffer and to deal with one another directly. So how do we engage with people directly, with confidence, with clarity, but with care for what they have to say to us, or we to them? How do we develop thick skin to be able to accept negative or constructive input, or give it for that matter? Here I outline five ways to address these questions. One, become curious about personal shortcomings. The first step is that we need to become genuinely curious about our growth areas. If we've done this step right, there is a natural humility in this kind of thought process. Here's a little secret and spoiler. What we discover in this exercise of self-reflection is that we always have room to learn and grow. Two, invite feedback from others sincerely. The way you do this is to invite people to give you candid feedback on you, your character, your work. You can even say, one of the things I notice about myself is that I, and fill in the blank. What do you think? Would you agree based on what you know of me? This is a marvelous way to approach getting feedback on multiple levels. It shows you as humble and self-aware, but you also open the door for people to safely give you candid feedback. Three, embrace the negative as positive. Mistakes, struggles, problems, frustration, annoyance, and pain are opportunities to grow, learn, and mature. Pain, struggle, and suffering are the only ways we truly become mature. They expose who we are. They test what we're made of. They humble us and make us more human. And just like weightlifting breaks down muscle, pain and struggle and suffering break us down so that we can come back even stronger. Instead of seeing them as negative events, we should appreciate them and allow those experiences to develop us into who we must become. Four. Become a safe space for feedback. Not everyone can take negative feedback well. Many people don't. They get defensive, upset, and angry. Become a person who will genuinely listen to the feedback of others without taking it personally. Be thoughtful when it comes to someone giving you feedback. Don't just jump to defend your position. Look for the truth in what they are saying. Take the emotional element out of it and allow that kernel of truth in. let go of your ego and be a safe space for people to bring candid and honest feedback to. And lastly, 5, appreciate tough talks. People also shy away from tough talks. Again, these are something to embrace. Tough talks are just as hard for the person delivering the message as the person receiving it. In other words, it takes equal courage to give and receive a tough talk. If someone pulls you aside, thank them for their courage and their honesty, and be proud that you elegantly engaged in that talk as well. Appreciate feedback wherever and whenever you can get it. Our society is at a critical juncture, and maybe even beyond that critical juncture, where the art of direct communication and conversation is becoming more extinct every day. We need to restore our ability to do hard things. Otherwise, we will create a weak society that not only can't talk to one another for fear of crossing some sensitive boundary, but that will lack character and toughness. But it all starts with us as individuals. We need to model the elegance to give feedback with directness, care, and poise. But we also need to model how to take feedback in an open, accepting, gracious, and humble way. Question: what do you think makes people tougher? Do you agree that our society is becoming weaker and more sensitive? Or do you feel that the sensitivity has actually helped our society to become kinder and more inclusive overall? I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Tell me what you think by connecting with me on social media and leaving a comment there. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a rating, and if you're feeling really motivated, leave a comment. If you want to continue the conversation, there are lots of ways to connect with me. You can sign up for free updates at my website, markabotros.com, and you won't miss out on anything. You can also connect with me personally on social media. I would love to hear from you.